Now the theme of this camp is about increase our faith.
我们的营的主题是加增我们的信心。
And let's see how much time we have. We have, alright, 1.5 hours.
我们大概有一个半小时的时间。
So we have to go fast.
所以我们要加速。
Now, when we speak of increasing faith,
当我们谈到加增信心，
there are two meanings to the word increase.
这个加增有两个含义。
Well, you can increase your money in the bank.
当然，你可以加增你银行的存款。
And how do you do that?
你怎么做呢？
Well, you add a few dollars at a time, and it increases.
那你每天的储存几块钱，那你就增加了。
And the more you put into the bank, the more it increases.
你在银行里面放越多的钱，你的银行的存款就越多了。
There is a quantitative increase.
这个就是你质量的一直的增加。
But there's another kind of increase, which is what we are concerned with here.
可是我们现在所关注的是另外一种的加增。
And this has not to do with quantity.
这个跟数量没关。
It's kind of increase that comes with life.
这个是生命的加增。
The money in your bank is dead. It's just paper stuff or whatever it is there.
你在银行里面的存款就是纸罢了，是死的。
That's why you have to add to it. It increases only by external addition.
所以它怎么才能够加增呢？就是你加进去咯。
But what is living to increase? It means increase means to grow.
所以假如是谈到一个活的东西的话，它谈到加增就谈到它的成长。
It's just like when I, you know, meet some of the children in the camp. A few years ago, they were so small.
就好像在营会里面，我碰到这个小孩，几年前他们只是那么的矮。
And now you look at them, they got bigger.
那他们就长高了，长大了。
They have increased in height.
啊，他们的高度增加了。
And some got taller than me.
那有些他们比我还要高。
Before you look down at them, now you have to look up at them.
以前你是这样看他的，现在你要抬头看他了。
Very good for the humility.
啊，真的很谦卑。
I like to be with Ross.
我希望跟Ross 弟兄在一起。
It's so good for my humility.
对我来说，真的使我很谦卑。
I asked him the other day, how tall are you? Are you 6'2"?
那天我问他，你多高了？是否6'2"呢？
He said, actually about 6'4".
他说他大概是6'4".
Well, that explains why it hurts my neck.
然后讲到说，为什么我看他的时候，我的颈项也疼了？
Because I felt it's good. I stick around. I can't hug him, you see, because he's too high up there.
他那么高，我根本不能够抱他。
I end up only around his waist, you know.
我只能抱他的腰罢了。
I mean, our sister Catherine is not that short, right?
我也不算矮吧。
But you saw when she stood next to him, he was putting his hand down here.
可是你看到当我站在 Ross 的旁边的话，就显得我真的很矮。
Well, that's called increase. He really increased.
这个就是我加增了。
That is growth in life, increase.
就生命里面有成长。
The point is this.
重点是。
Because faith is a living thing.
信心是一种活的东西。
It's not like money, some dead thing.
不像钱一样是死的。
Now, the only way that faith can increase because it's living is because it has to grow.
信心怎么样能够加增呢？除非它会成长。
But the only thing that can grow is something that is alive.
那当然，它能够成长的话，除非它有生命。
So the question about how to increase the faith is a question about whether you're alive or not.
所以谈到加增信心，问题就是到底你是活的还是死的呢？
Now, if spiritually you're not alive, then the camp theme is irrelevant to you. There's no point talking about increasing.
假如在属灵生命里是死的话，我们不能谈什么加增信心了，对你没有意义的。
Because faith is a living relationship with God.
因为信心是我们跟神活生生的关系。
And therefore, only in that continuing living relationship can faith grow.
只要我们不断跟神有这份的关系的话，我们的信心就会加增。
That's why the crucial question we have to ask before talking anything about increasing of faith is, are you alive spiritually or are you not alive?
所以在我们谈其他的东西之前，我们要问一个非常重要的问题，就是在属灵上你是否是活的。
If you are not alive, then this subject has nothing to do with you.
只要你不是活的话，这个主题跟你就完全拉不上关系了。
So let's be very clear about this, otherwise we waste a lot of time talking about principles of growth that have absolutely nothing to do with you.
所以我们要清楚这一点，不然的话，我们谈到成长的原则，对你来说就真的毫无瓜葛了。
The first step of increasing of faith, therefore, is that you are spiritually given the new life in Christ.
所以他的加增信心的第一步就是你有从基督来的新的生命。
Now that new life, like a baby, can begin very small, like a mustard seed, but it grows and grows and grows.
这个新的生命就好像那个小孩，一个婴孩这样子，他开始的时候可能是很小的，可是他会不断的成长。
So Jesus wanted to emphasize the living factor, the life factor, by comparing faith to something living.
所以主耶稣他想强调这个成长这份活的元素，他就谈到信心是需要去成长。
And that living thing may be very small, like a grain of mustard seed, but there's life inside. That is what makes increase possible.
信心需要是活的，它可能开始的时候是很微小，好像一个芥菜种子这样。可是因为它是有生命的话，它会成长。
Now the thing we also have to understand is this.
我们要明白的也还有另外一点。
When we speak of faith, what exactly is it? What is supposed to increase?
那我们谈到加增信心，到底我们要加增的是什么呢？
Now the human being is basically body and spirit.
人的构造基本上就是身体和灵。
There is a physical side of us, and there is a spiritual side of us.
我们有一个物体，还有一个灵体。
And the question then is,What does faith have to do? Which part of us does it have to do with? Is it with our body?
那我们要问的就是，那信心是关乎我们的物体吗？
Or does faith have to do with our spirit?
还是信心对我们的灵体有关？
Now, I think we know immediately the answer.
我想你这个知道答案了吧？
Faith is a spiritual thing, and therefore it has to do with our spirit.
信心是属灵的东西，所以当然是跟我们的灵体有关。
So when we speak about whether you're alive or dead, we are now narrowing the discussion not to whether you're alive or dead physically, that is irrelevant to this particular subject, but whether you are alive or dead spiritually.
也就是为什么刚才我们谈到到底你是活的还是死的，我们不是说你现在 你的生命是活的还是死的，而是在属灵上你是活的还是死的。
Now what do you think you are? Are you alive or are you dead?
那你觉得你是怎么样的？你是活的还是死的呢？
Remember, I'm not talking about you physically.
啊，我告诉你，不是说你的身体是活的还是死的。
Are you aware? Just 感觉一下， you look inside yourself. Are you alive? Can you feel that you're alive spiritually?
你看看你的心灵里面，你是否能够感觉到你是活的呢？
Now that's very important to determine.
这个是非常重要的，我们一定要知道。
Now you see.If I ask you, are you physically alive? How do you determine this?
那我问你，假如我问你，你现在是活的还是死的？你怎么去决定呢？
Well, if you say, actually, I don't really know whether I'm physically alive or not.
那你说啊，我可能我也不知道到底我是活的还是死的。
Of course, somebody might want to take you to the psychiatric department of the hospital.
假如你这样说的话，有人就可能把你送去心理精神病院了。
Let's say this man, he doesn't know whether he's alive. He's sitting, standing there talking to me, but he doesn't know whether he's alive or dead.
他说这个人他站着跟我讲话，他说他不懂他是死的是活的，他肯定精神有问题。
I'm quite sure. I don't really know.
我不知道。
Well, you see, that's not possible.
他说这个不可能的，对不对？
And yet there are people who spiritually can tell you they don't know whether they're alive or dead.
可是有人在灵方面他是死的是活的，他们根本不知道。
Well, if spiritually, on a spiritual level, you don't know whether you're alive or dead, then the likelihood is that you are dead.
假如在属灵上你不知道你是活的是死的话，我告诉你，很有可能你是死的。
Because anyone who's alive knows that he's alive.
因为凡是活的，他们都知道他们是活的。
So take this diagnosis seriously and quietly consider, am I alive spiritually?
所以我希望你这样子的去诊断一下你自己。安静的去问你自己，到底你在灵里面是活的还是死的呢？
Now, how do we determine that we are so sure we are physically alive?
我们怎么确定在身体上我们是在我们是活的呢？
Well, because we have five senses.
啊，因为我们人有五个知觉。
I know I'm alive. I touch this thing. Yeah, I can feel it. This shows that my sense of touch is there.
我是活的，因为我有触觉。我可以感觉到东西，我可以摸到东西。
I open my eyes and I look around and I'm not dreaming. I did sleep last night, and I look around and I see people and they're moving around. I say my eyesight tells me that I'm alive. I can see.
我知道我打开眼睛，我可以看到东西，所以我知道我是活的。
And so all the other senses are alive. I can smell. I can hear. I know I'm alive. Just do please sit down, relax.
请坐，请坐，没事。我的感觉器官，我可以听得到，我可以嗅得到东西，所以我知道我是活的。
I see the enemy would like to give us some trouble, which I welcome.
你看，敌人常常都给我们一些的问题啊，我欢迎他们的攻击。
So we'll wait until the Lord gives further instructions. In the meantime, it's all right.
Okay. 可以了。
That attack was relatively short.
那个的攻击时间也是非常短的。
All right. So now we know because our senses are active.
我们知道我们的感觉器官是活的。
That's why we know we are alive.
所以我们知道我们是活着。
Now, if we switch this to the spiritual level,
假如我们把这个放在一个属灵的角度，
are your spiritual senses alive?
到底你的属灵的器官是否活的呢？
Can you hear spiritual things?
你是否能够听到属灵的东西呢？
For example, when you listen to the Bible study, you listen to the Word of God.
比如当你听查经、听神的话的时候。
Can you discern the voice of the Lord speaking to you, not just to everybody, but to you?
你是否能够分辨到神在对你，不是你旁边的人，你有没有听到神在对你说话呢？
And when you look at things, can you see the spiritual aspect of things, not just the physical?
当你看到周遭的事物的时候，你是否能够看到属灵的层面呢？
Now you see, I can see that you're not familiar with spiritual things.
我可以看到，可能你对属灵的层面不很了解。
So when there is a brief spiritual attack, I can see everybody is up on their feet.
所以有一些的属灵的攻击的话，每个人都站起来了，惊讶了。
If you are spiritually accustomed to functioning with the Lord, you will be calm and peaceful as though nothing happened.
假如你在属灵上你习惯了与主同行、与主同工的话，就是有什么突发的事件，你也可以去安定。
So there is, for example, another evidence that you are physically alive is that you have a certain strength, right?
另外一点，我们知道我们在生命上是活的，就是我们有一定的力量。
For example, I have the strength to pick up this cup of water.
比如说，他有能力去把这杯水拿起来。
I can pick up something heavier than that too.
当然，比他更重的都可以拿起。
But do you find you have strength in the spiritual life?
可是在属灵的生命里面，你发现到你有没有能力呢？
Strength is another sign. There are many, many signs that you are spiritually alive.
力量也是另外一个的指标，我们去看。其实，在属灵方面有很多的指标，我们可以去审查我们到底是活的还是死的。
Now, I would like you to determine as we are going on in this message, because as I said, unless you are alive, then this subject about increasing in faith has no relevance to you. We're just talking theory here.
就好像刚才我说，除非你是在属灵方面你是活的，不然的话，我们这一个讲道对你来说是毫无意义的。所以，当我们一直在讲的时候，我希望你一步一步的跟着我。
Now the second thing, and
第二点
is when we talk about increase of faith.
当我们谈到加增信心
，spiritual things increase together.
属灵的东西是一起成长的。
You do not just increase faith.
你不只说，你只是你的信心加增。
Now that is a second very important principle to understand.
这是第二个非常重要的原则，我们需要去明白的。
Because spiritual things are one organic whole.
因为属灵的东西是一个整数，这个完整的个体。
That means if you want to increase in faith, you have to increase in everything else on the spiritual level.
换句话说，只要你要加增你的信心的话，在属灵方面，你很多其他的东西你都一起要加增。
If you try to increase only in faith and nothing else, you will go nowhere.
只要你说我只要我的信心加增，其他的我不要的话，你就是在团团转罢了。
For example, if I want to increase in faith,
比如说我要加增我的信心
，I can't just sit there concentrating on how to increase my faith like some kind of meditation. I'm going to increase the faith. I'm going to increase the faith.
我都不能够做，就像你好像是要训练内功这样子，要加增我的信心。
So the most successful way in this camp is we stop right now, and we all close our eyes.
不是说我们现在什么都不做了，我们要闭上我们的眼睛。
And then we repeat some magic word like I increase my faith and can keep repeating that 1,000 times.
然后我们就喊一些的口号，念一些的经文说我要加增信心，一直的念一百一千遍。
like a Buddhist mantra, you know, you keep saying mutter the same word all over,、over again.
就好像那些佛教徒他们念佛经一样。
And then when we finish this session after 1 hour, your faith has increased.
然后啊，完了一个小时之后呢，我们的信心就加增了。
Well, why don't we do that?
我们可以这样做吗？
Because faith does not increase like that.
问题是信心不是这样子加增的。
You see, the spiritual life, there are many other important elements.
在属灵的生命里面有很多很重要的元素。
For example,To increase in faith, I have to increase in holiness.
比如说我们要加增我们信心，我们的圣洁也要加增。
If my faith increases, if that were possible without my holiness increasing, then that's going to be very lopsided.
假如你的信心加增，假如可能的话，比如说你的圣洁 不加增的话，这个是很不平均的。
So the only way for faith to increase is that all the other things also have to increase. Holiness also has to increase.
所以假如我们 要平衡起来，就是当我们的信心加增的话，其他的属灵的、因素也要加增，就好像圣洁我们要加增。
Now that is very important to understand.
这个是非常重要，我们一定要去明白的。
How do you increase holiness?
你怎么去加增你的圣洁呢？
Now notice we have to ask a different question. To increase faith, we have to ask the question how to increase holiness.
哎，看我们这个问另一个问题了，我们要加增信心的话，我们要怎么去提高我们的圣洁？
Well, from the first step is the negative side.
所以从第一步我们是、复述的。
The negative side is to ask, are there any hidden sins in me that have not yet been confessed?
可能我们也从负面去问一个问题，就是到底有没有这个隐藏的罪，我们还没有去认的呢？
If you have hidden sin in your life, you can pray all day, sit there and say, increase my faith from morning to night, and at the end of the night, your mouth is dry, your throat is sore, and your faith has not increased by one little bit.
假如你有一些隐藏的罪还没有对付，还没有认罪的话，就是你坐在这里一整天的 去念经，去祷告，去求，到最后你一点的加增，你的信心一点加增都没有。
Until the sin is dealt with, don't even think about increasing faith. God will not give it to you.
除非你处理了你的罪，不然的话你不用去求主加增你的信心，神一定不会的。
But there are many Christians who still hide.Various sins in their heart.
可是很多的基督徒，他们心里面还是隐藏着很多的罪。
And therefore, they're wasting their time in this camp. You see, I told you I'm a very blunt person. I speak as it is.
我要告诉你，我是一个很坦白的人。所以，假如你隐藏的罪不对付的话，我说你在这里是浪费时间了。
If you don't want to deal with your sin, then you didn't come to this camp to increase your faith. You only came to say hello to your friends.
假如你没有这个心要面对你的罪的话，你来这个营会，你不是要加增你的信心，你就是跟一些朋友见见面罢了。
If you want a faith that can, by word of command, uproot the mulberry tree, start with holiness.
假如你要有把桑树连根拔起的这份信心的话，我告诉你，你从圣洁开始。
Otherwise, you'll go absolutely nowhere.
不然的话，你什么都一事无成。
Now, some of you were puzzled that.There was this person who wants to give $1 million for the radio station. I don't take his money.
有人会奇怪，就是既然有人 要捐100万的美金去、负责这个、广播站，竟然我会拒绝。
The reason?
原因呢？
Holiness.
圣洁。
Because if we are not holy, you can have $1 million and God will not bless it.
我告诉你，就是假如你生命里面没有圣洁的话，就是你有100万，神也不会祝福。
Even if we buy the radio station with $1 million, God doesn't bless the radio station. What do you want to do with your radio station?
就是你有钱去买这个广播站，假如那个钱是不洁净的话，神也不会祝福。那你有的广播站又怎么样呢？
What God does not bless cannot prosper.
神不祝福的话，根本不能够去发展下去。
What God does not bless cannot increase.
神不祝福的话，根本不能够加增。
I understand this principle.
我明白这个原则。
I said to him, unless you confess your sin and put right the offense that you have created, I'm not going to accept 1 cent from you.
我跟这个弟兄说，他说，我说，除非你愿意认罪，愿意悔改，把你所做错的去纠正，不然的话，我一分钱也不要你的。
He doesn't want to repent.
他不愿意悔改。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Pride.
因为他的骄傲。
不肯认错 ，He doesn't want to say I was wrong.
他不愿意去承认他是错。
These rich people, they are very proud, you know.
有钱的人他们都很骄傲。
He comes from a family that is very rich.
他是一个非常有钱的家庭出身。
How many people can put $1 million on the table?
有多少人能够放$100,000在桌子上呢？
I can tell you, he can put a lot more than that on the table.
我告诉你，他比这个价格更高的都有。
2 million, 3 million, also all right.
300,000都没不是一个问题。
To put $1 million US dollars on the table does not touch his pocket, I can tell you.
对他来说，$100,000只是个少数目。
But these people are arrogant.
可是这些人他们都非常非常的骄傲。
And when they run into me, they run into trouble.
当然他们碰见我他们就碰到困难了。
Because I have no patience with arrogant rich people.
因为我对那些富有高傲的人根本没有耐心。
I knew his mother already.
我认识他的母亲。
Who once came to our church.
他的母亲以前来我们的教会。
And I threw her out of the church.
我曾经把她把这个妇人赶出教会。
I ordered her to leave the church. I want you out of this church. I don't want to see you again. That's the door. Move out.
我命令她离开我们的教会，我不要再见到她。
You know, she was so stunned.
她很傻起来。
Because she is very well known.
她因为她是非常有名的一个人。
And lots of famous pastors want her in their church.
很多很著名的牧师都希望这个妇人来到他们的教会。
Because she is so rich that she drop $100,000 in your offering, but which pastor doesn't want $100,000 in his Sunday offering?
因为她那么的富有，她随时可以把几十万的钱放在奉献箱里面。你想想，哪一个牧师不想有这笔钱呢？
She came to me and she said, "I want you to be pastor of our church."
她来到我面前，她说：“我要你在我的教会里面当牧师。”
I said, "Why should I want to be pastor of your church?"
我说为什么我要去你的教会当牧师呢？
So she said, "How much is your salary?"
然后她说你的薪金多少？
I said, "I'm not telling you."
我说我不告诉你。
She says, "I know because you don't dare to tell me how much you get."
她说我知道，因为你不敢告诉我你多少，你薪水多少。
Your salary is so small.
你的薪水太少了。
But when you work for me, I will give you a really decent salary.
可是等你为我工作的话，我会提高你的薪金。
You see the arrogance of money. If I have money, I can control the pastor.
你看到他多么的高傲，他以为他有钱，他可以控制牧师。
She said, "I said I did not come to serve the Lord for money, so don't talk to me about this."
我跟他说，你不用这样跟我谈了，我侍奉神不是为了钱。
She said, "All right, you don't have a church building."
然后他说，好吧，那你没有教堂吗
？I'll build you a church building.
那我就造一个教堂给你。
I tell you, if you don't like the church building that's available out there.You get an architect, you design the church building, I build it for you.
你可以找你自己的建筑师，你可以设计你的教会，我会帮你建造。
I said to her, "Lady."
我跟她说，妇人。
I think you don't understand me.
我想你不了解我。
I don't need a church to preach the gospel.
我不需要个教堂去传福音。
I can stand on the street and preach the gospel.
我可以在街头上也可以传福音。
I don't need your church.
我不需要你的教堂。
She never ran into a strange person like me.
她从来没有碰过像我这样子的人。
She didn't know what to do with me.
她不懂应该怎么办。
And then she tried to create trouble in the church because she criticized my co-worker.
然后她就在我们的教堂里面去产生了混乱了，因为她在批评我的一个同工。
Telling her this co-worker is no use, no good, whatever.
她说这个同工没有用，他这个那个。
So I said to her, "Lady, in this church, you do not criticize anyone, least of all my co-worker."
那我就跟这个人说，我说你不能够在我的教会里面去批评任何一个人，甚至尤其是我的同工。
And if I ever hear you criticize anyone in this church, you'll be out of that door.
假如我听到你在批评这里任何一个人的话，我会把你赶出去。
This lady had never had anybody talk to her like this.
这个妇人从来没有人会这样子跟她讲话的。
But I only talk to rich people like this.
可是我告诉你，我只是跟有钱的人才这样说话的。
The humble poor, I talk to them very humbly because they are better than me.
我对那些的贫穷的人，我会很温柔的跟他们讲话，因为他们比我还要好。
But I have no patience with arrogant rich people.
可是我对那些有钱的骄傲的人没有耐心。
So she was so stunned when I told her that if I ever hear her criticize anyone in the church, I'll have her out of that door.
所以当他听到我说，只要我听到你批评教会任何一个人的话，我就把你从教会里面赶出去。他听了之后，他就很惊讶。
I remember her mouth literally dropped open as she looked at me.
她张开嘴巴看着我。
She, a woman of power, a woman of position, every pastor respects her, and here I am talking to her as though she was a schoolgirl.
她是一个有权有势的人，很多的牧师都非常的去尊重她，去巴结她的，竟然我 被我这样子跟她 讲话。
But spiritually, she was no better than any schoolgirl. She was just a spoiled schoolgirl, that's what she was.
可是我说，坦白说，在属灵上，她只是一个小女孩罢了，一个非常可怜、非常宠坏的一个小女孩。
She was so stunned that she wrote me a letter the next day.
她那么的惊讶，就是第二天她就给我写了一封信。
And she said, thank you for 指教、for instructing me.
她说谢谢你的指教。
If you have any further instructions, do not hesitate to let me know. And she should know me that I would not hesitate at all.
她说假如你还有什么指示还有什么教导的话 你随时跟我说、啊、她应该知道 我绝对不会客气的。
But she forgot her lesson.
可是她忘记她的功课。
And a few days later,、maybe a week or two later,
过了一两个星期之后
she held up our communion, criticizing everybody in the communion, this one no good, that one no good, and so on. It went on like this at the communion.
他在圣餐的时候，他不断地批评这一个那一个，批评教会里面的人。
The brothers and sisters were watching me to see what I'm going to do.
教会的弟兄姐妹就看着我，我会怎么处理呢
？I didn't say a word.
我一句话都没有说。
I kept very quiet.
我一直都沉默。
I just said, Lord, what are your instructions?
然后我就求神，我说神啊，你的指示是什么呢
？You see, there is where you must be in communion. We do not do things out of 血气 out of our own.yeah, out of our own carnal feelings.
所以我们明白，就是我们一直 一定要不断的与神同行。我们做事情不能够凭着我们的血气。
We are. I am just a servant of God.
我只是一个神的仆人。
Just a slave of God.
一个神的奴隶。
I said, Lord, you see this woman behaving like this. What do you want me to do?
我说主啊，你看到这个妇人的